Catherine Jones on the phone line, and we got our Cynthia Langlois on the phone line from Grand Valley Innovational Hub here in Muskegon. How are you doing today, Cynthia?
I'm doing well, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, we got to have you on. You guys are giving out money tomorrow.
We sure are. We got a grant from the state to provide $200,000 to local small business owners or entrepreneurs for their businesses. And so we are really excited. We closed our first grant round back in July. We had over $500,000 applied for by 30 different businesses. We've selected six of those and we'll be giving away just under $70,000 tomorrow morning.
Whoa, just like that.
Just like that.
So the people who are going to get the money tomorrow, and this is what they say on the street. This is what the hoods, they call it getting the bag. So the people who are going to get the bag tomorrow, they don't even know.
They do know, actually, because we had to call them to make sure that they would be at this event. So they are aware of getting the awards, but they have been sworn to secrecy. So nobody else knows other than those people.
Really? Okay. Do they know the amount that they're getting?
They sure do. They sure do. So we have some very excited people in town that are going to be ready to post things on social media and be ready to talk about these awards.
Wow.
It's going to be life-changing.
Wow.
Innovations.
So I understand that quite a few of the recipients are African-Americans.
Yes. We are giving away six awards tomorrow, and four of those are African-American, and then five of those companies or businesses are within Muskegon County.
Wow. Wow. And what can you share about these businesses without letting them a little bit out? You know?
I would say one of them has some pretty yummy, nummy food that I'm guaranteeing you've eaten in your lifetime.
Okay.
One offers some really good counseling and support services here in town that you might know those folks. We just got some folks that have been in the community for a while that are really trying to grow or expand their business. We're really excited to be part of that.
And so the purpose of this grant, what is the whole purpose of the grant?
So the purpose of the grant is to expand the services and the reach of the hub. We've done a pretty good job getting started in getting in contact with entrepreneurs and small business owners, but we really needed to get out and get well-known in all the communities. And then also focus on services in the northern counties, kind of that rural area. So my role is the community empowerment manager. So my job is really to talk to somebody, find out who else they know, and keep on talking, which apparently I'm good at. So we're good. And just let people really know. And then specifically for the grant dollars, it's to help businesses that were negatively impacted by COVID-19. So we're talking to a lot of businesses that were like, I started my business, COVID happened, things got ugly. And we really need to get back on track and get going again.
So So the key is you definitely need to have been established by 2020 then.
We've also worked with some companies that were like, we were ready to go. We were ready to launch. And then something COVID happened and we had to postpone opening our business. So that's negatively impacted too.
Okay.
So it's a broad definition. We can make it work pretty much.
Now,
and then in addition,
go ahead, Cynthia.
I was going to say, in addition to the dollars that we're giving away, we are also teaching classes. And so we have a series called Elevate West. It's going to be a 12-week series that we're doing this fall. Applications for that actually end this Wednesday today. And so at midnight. But if anybody's interested in that, it's a 12-week series. On Wednesday, and at the end of that, we're going to be doing a pitch competition with a grand prize total of $10,000 for first place and $5,000 for second. And we'll be running that again in 2025 if folks miss it this time around. But we're really looking at kind of that twofold. The biggest thing entrepreneurs say they need is mentoring and money, the two M's.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to offer some of that mentoring and coaching services as well as the money to help folks get started and launched.
Wow. Now, I'm looking at one of the documents. It's called the Hub Direct Grant, and you have like three different deadlines down here. One passed. One was July the 12th. The next one is January the 17th, 2025, and July the 18th, 2025. What grant is this for?
So that's the $200 that I'd mentioned. We divided it up into three equal amounts of around $65,000-$70,000, and we'll be giving away that at each of those deadlines. So we've got the first 70 is going to get awarded tomorrow, that next set of 70 in January, and the last set of 70 in July.
So it's still time for people to submit then?
Oh, absolutely. There's plenty of time for folks to submit.
Wow. So how do they go by submitting their application for the next set of rounds?
So if you go to the website, Muskegon Innovation Hub, there is a link to the direct grant, and you can click on that. There is some rules and restrictions. You have to be engaged in services at the hub, but there's a phone number on the website. Also, just give us a call and say you want to be involved in services. And it's kind of nice. We have a team of five of us, and we all have our own little expertise, and we meet with folks and learn about what they're doing. We make recommendations as to other organizations support entrepreneurs that maybe we can get you connected to, or other funding sources that might be appropriate. So we got lots of resources, lots of things that we offer. I would just love to hear from folks that are in that entrepreneurial small business space. Whether you're thinking about it or you started something and you're feeling a little stuck, we've got something for everybody.
So the Muskegon Innovation Hub, that's a full-time commitment by Grand Valley State University then?
Absolutely. Yes. So we're in the old Merrick Building, if people know, downtown towards the lakeshore by like the Pyramid Building. We're the building with the wavy rooftop. We've been in the community for 20 years or so, supporting, again, businesses.
Wow. It's been that long time. It's flying. I remember the grand opening. Wow. Okay.
I might feel a little old. Yes. It's about 20 years.
I remember like yesterday, our office was downtown when it opened up. So like, man, time is just really, really flying. It's been 20 years. The building still looks good.
20 years. Blink of an eye. Yes. And then we're also doing services out in the community. We just had a Get Started, which was like a mini little workshop for 3 hours. We were over at the Us Cafe. Kaya was kind and hosted us there. We definitely, again, want to get out in all the communities and let folks know what we're offering for support.
Wow. How can they find you on social media? Are you on social media?
We are on both Facebook as well as LinkedIn under Muskegon Innovation Hub.
Muskegon Innovation Hub, Cynthia Langlore. Appreciate you being available to talk about this. Tomorrow, some people are going to be very, very happy. Six people getting, $10,000?
Six people getting a variety. The largest award, I think, was $20,000, and the smallest one was around
$5,000.
Woo, man. So, quite a variety in there.
I can never, and we're nonprofit, I could never get that lucky, man. That's a blessing for someone. $20,000?
Well, and I'm thinking you and I need to talk because you've got a couple businesses going on that we need to have a conversation. So, maybe tomorrow we can give each other a call and talk about what you've got going on, too.
Thank you so much. And great opportunities for these businesses. And that really can really help you out on some things, having that extra shot in the arm, the extra boost. Wow. All righty. Thank you so much, Cynthia. Great job. I know it makes you feel good to hand out that money. That got to make you feel good.
It's true. For me, it's always been about the community, the people we serve. So I'm really excited to have Samara come and see where we can go with those funding.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be in contact. Have a great day, okay?
All righty. Thank you, sir. All righty.
Right. That was Cynthia Langlores from the Grand Valley Innovation Hub. They've given out, man, a huge amount of money. Six different businesses is going to get blessed tomorrow. Four of those businesses are African-American owned business. And five out of the six are here in Muskegon County. So we're going to post the link up. We're going to post this up on our social media. So you can get signed up and see, can you get that bag? All right. They got two more rounds to go. A lot of money. Back to more music.